The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. I don't have great news, and it always sounds like I'm being over the top or something, but this is what the stats say. It's not my fault that this is the headline. It is the truth. Vaxxed kids are 300 times more likely to die than unvaccinated. And guess what? I'm being kind. I rounded down. They're actually 303 times more likely. I just rounded to 300. But the data says 303 times. So I'm actually underselling, technically, what the stats say. Folks, it's official data, too, out of the UK. Now, the UK doesn't want to put all this stuff together, but thankfully, the expose grabs a lot of the stuff, data out of the UK, because the expose is based in the UK. And they put the stats together to see what they say. And, well, it says everything that we have been warning about for so long. In fact, folks, the longer we go, the worse the stats say. I don't know if it's just solely because people are getting boosters. We'll get into that because there's actually a graph that is disturbing about that. But this is nothing. This isn't anything new for this show showing these horrific stats. Well, I should probably just jump right into it. First article from the expose. Official data shows children are up to 303 times more likely to die following the COVID vaccination. And that is comparing the unvaccinated children. And it's a fair comparison. I believe it's per 100,000 is what they are looking at. So it's a 100,000 to 100,000 comparison. That's like they like to take the stats and break it down to that. So it's a fair comparison. And then you end up with a 300 times more likely chance of dying if you're a kid vaccinated. The ages, I think they're specifically looking at 10 to 14 year olds specifically. And folks, no matter what age group, I have found that the vaccine is extremely disturbing, extremely harmful. It doesn't matter if you're elderly. It doesn't matter if you're a millennial. It doesn't matter if you're a teenager. It doesn't matter if you're a child. It's always worse to be vaccinated. Go look at my past headlines. Go to thenewamerican.com. Go to the video section and just hit the Ben Armstrong Show. And then you will get headline after headline of different stuff. And you can just scroll through and just read the headlines. And some of them might seem sensational to you. They're not. Watch the videos. They're backed up with the evidence. They're titled that way for a reason, because that's what the evidence says. But a lot of times the evidence isn't portrayed. Well, for sure it's not in the normal media. So when someone sees one of these headlines, they think I'm an exaggerator, or they think that I am playing games or just saying things to get people to click. Or no, I am not. Folks, here's what you need to know about my show too. It's not my stuff, technically. I'm just finding what other people have found. That's the thing. So you can't even blame me. I'm just reporting it when others don't report this stuff. Let's get into this article, though. You can take a listen to it. The expose. Take a listen.
Official data shows children are up to 303x more likely to die following COVID-19 vaccination than unvaccinated children, and the ONS is trying to hide it. The Office for National Statistics has revealed without meaning to that children are 82 to 303x more likely to die following COVID-19 vaccination than children who have not had the COVID-19 vaccine.
Let me pause it right there, because then in the article they showed this very interesting graph. And this graph is representing the vaccinated status per 100,000 persons. This is in England, children ages 10 to 14. The period of time, the graph says, is from the 1st of January 21st through the 31st of March 22nd. Okay? So we're looking at this, and you see the red. Obviously, the red is vaccinated, but it's more than that. That is triple vaccinated people. That orange that you see is double vaccinated. And then they have different categories, so the yellow is actually double vaccinated as well. But I don't want you to focus too much on that. The green, in case you're wondering, who's the unvaccinated? It's green, which you barely, you can't even really see green on this graph. But that's what the little slivers of green that you see, that is the unvaccinated. But look at the bottom of this graph and look at the very first category. So you see there's three different reds, right? The first one where you don't really see hardly any colors anywhere because it's basically zeros. And then the red is at 100. That is COVID-19 death rate. So that's people dying of COVID-19. And the red is the triple vax. So the more you get vaxxed, that's already showing you, and I've done so many other shows that show stats on this, and it's 100% true. The more you get vaxxed, the worse it is for you, and actually the more likely you will die of COVID-19, the very thing you're supposed to not be, the more you get vaxxed, clearly. It actually is showing that the people who are vaccinated once barely show up in the graph, and so does the unvaccinated. It's barely, and then some of the double vax categories are zero, but the triple vax goes up to 100. Boom, you see that. So I've been warning you, the more you get vaxxed, the more you damage your immune system. That is showing you. But we want to focus on, most people aren't dying of COVID-19, and even when they say people die of COVID-19, remember, a lot of people die with COVID-19, not of COVID-19. I'm not sure if this first category is with or of. Look at the second one. Non-COVID-19 death rate. Okay? So this has, these people died, and it's the, sadly, this is children that we're looking at, ages 10 to 14, so that makes it more horrific. But they can't even try to say COVID had anything to do with their deaths. So they're dying of other things, and look at the vaccination status. Look at the green, which is the unvaccinated. Then compare, it would be bad enough if you just compared it to the yellow, which is a double vax status. But the orange is also a double vax status. The yellow, it says, is between 21 days and 6 months. The orange is at least 6 months, so it's a bigger sample, is basically what it is of the double vaccinated. So the orange is the double vax, and the red is the triple vaxed. And then the last category, all death rate. That's the all-cause mortality. Same thing, double vaxed, triple vaxed. You are way, way more likely, sadly, 10 to 14-year-olds are way, 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 way more likely to die than if you're unvaccinated, and then that's why you have that 303% more likelihood of dying. I want to play now a little bit more of that article for you, just a little bit so you get a gist. The expose always does a great job on the stats and giving charts.
On 16th of May 2022, the Office for National Statistics, ONS, published a dataset containing details on deaths by vaccination status in England between 1st Jan 2021 and 31st of March 2022. The dataset contains various tables showing details such as monthly age standardized mortality rates by vaccination status for deaths involving COVID-19 and monthly age standardized mortality rates by vaccination status for non-COVID-19 deaths. Here's an example that has been taken from Table 2 of the latest dataset. As you can see, the ONS has chosen not to include children in the calculated mortality rates despite the fact children as young as 5 are now eligible for COVID-19 vaccination. They also grouped young adults as a group ranging from age 18 to 39, a period of 22 years, while all other age groups are a period of 10 years, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, etc. It's things like this that make you believe they must have something to hide, and it turns out they definitely have. Because on Table 9 of the Deaths by Vaccination Status dataset, the ONS have inadvertently provided enough details on deaths among children and teenagers by vaccination status for us to calculate the mortality rates ourselves, and they are horrendous. Here are the figures published by the ONS in Table 9 for 10 to 14 year olds, and here are the figures published by the ONS in Table 9 for 15 to 19 year olds. As you can see, the ONS has given us both the number of deaths and person years by vaccination status. This means we can perform simple math to calculate the mortality rates per 100,000 person years ourselves. All we need to now do is divide the person years by 100,000, and then divide the number of deaths by the answer to that equation. So for unvaccinated 10 to 14 year olds, we perform the following calculation to work out the all-cause death mortality rate: 2,684,874 person years. 100,000 equals 26.84874 164 deaths. 26.84874 equals 6.1. Therefore, the all-cause mortality rate per 100,000 person years among unvaccinated 10-14-year-olds is 4.58 deaths per 100,000 person years between 1st Jan 21st and 31st March 22nd.
I know that's a lot of numbers, but I wanted you to see that they do their work. You need to see how they're calculating. You need to see that this isn't made up stuff. So even if you started to get glossy eyed, I hope not, I think that was important information so that you understand the expose does its homework. The expose isn't making things up. This is just stuff that you would think all sorts of investigative reporters all around the world should be doing. You would think that you would have episodes of like Dateline NBC and they should have people doing this, but no, they're not going to touch any of this because they all promoted and told you to go get this dangerous vax, and they all feel like they could be liable. They're never going to tell you that they're a bunch of liars, and they're never going to tell you that they are injuring you and continuing to tell you to go get the vaccine. So don't expect it to ever happen. But this is the kind of stuff that all of the media could be doing and doesn't give you. Think how evil they are. They have people paid to do this kind of stuff, and they don't do it. They actually, it's worse than that. They pay their people to find out this stuff and hide it from you. Like, they have people that know the expose is reporting this. They're well aware of this information, and they purposefully try to hide it, or they will try to pay someone to try to fact check, quote unquote, or lie to you to try to make you think that what you're seeing isn't the truth. That's all they do. They just now just pay people to try to propagandize you on behalf of the government. Let me ask you something. When a media is always defending the government, if you don't know who to believe, the media who is always defending the government's position is always the compromised media. Is that not the case? If a media is always defending whatever the government says, then they clearly are not neutral, and they clearly are compromised, and are clearly liars and propagandists. The people who don't tell you exactly what the government says, and the people that the government can't stand, those are automatically the people that are telling you things they don't want you to know, right? It's pretty simple, so you know who's telling you the truth and who's not just by that alone. Who cares what their political affiliation is? Remember, I love Dr. Naomi Wolf. She has been a liberal her whole life, or voted for the Democrats. She even voted for Joe Biden over Trump. And she gives all sorts of awesome information about the vaccine. And she does regret voting for Joe Biden, by the way. She has said that. But I'm just letting you know, it shows I don't care. I bring you Naomi Wolf all the time. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. I care whether you are giving the truth or not. And Naomi Wolf gives the truth about the vaccine, because that's usually whatever I see her doing stuff on. When she's on the vaccine, she is giving the truth. All right. You have that, but I have another article from the expose I want to quickly show you. I'm not. Well, basically, it's about the government is in the UK, because they have more data that they're more open with, is kind of saying that it could take 5 months for COVID-19 vaccines to develop this acquired immune deficiency syndrome. You know, when you've heard people say like vaccine AIDS, we're not talking about HIV. That's something totally different. This article actually does a good job explaining that. I don't know how much I'll give you, but the damage to your immune system is real, and it appears it can take 5 months before really you can start to see that your immune system is damaged, is kind of what this is hinting at. Well, let me give you the article. Take a listen.
Your government published data confirming it can take just 5 months for the COVID-19 vaccinated to develop acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, whilst they had you worried about world war, the cost of living, and monkeypox. Governments worldwide have been quietly publishing data for months on end that strongly suggests the COVID-19 injections cause extensive damage to the natural immune system, causing recipients to develop a new form of acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Now, new data, recently published by the UK's Office for National Statistics, indicates that it only takes approximately 4 to 5 months after COVID-19 vaccination for so much damage to have been done to the immune system that it can, unfortunately, lead to death, as many people have sadly already discovered. Many people will believe the claim COVID-19 injections are in effect causing AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, is either incredibly bold or incredibly fictitious. But that's because many people misunderstand what AIDS actually is. First of all, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome is not contagious. But many people it is because of its association with the alleged HIV virus. But AIDS isn't HIV, and HIV isn't AIDS. They are two completely different things. It just so happens that AIDS can allegedly result as a complication of long-term HIV infection. So what is AIDS? Well, the clue's in the name. It is an acquired, or secondary, immune deficiency syndrome that affects your immune system partially or as a whole, making your body an easy target for several diseases and infections. When immunodeficiency disorders affect your immune system, your body can no longer fight bacteria and diseases. Source. Several factors in the environment can cause secondary immunodeficiency disorders. Source, including radiation or chemotherapy, infections due to HIV.
All right, I'm going to end it there. You get the point. The real point I got out of this headline, though, is actually that it takes up to about 5 months before you start to see that this has affected your immune system. And regardless of what you call it, the point, what we've always said is, and you can, when you call it, when people call it AIDS, the article is making it clear, that is not fictitious. That's actually an accurate description. It's just not what people think. People think of the sexually transmitted HIV, which turns into AIDS, and they've been scared. It's scary when they hear that. So I won't even use AIDS. I would just tell you, your immune system is being brought down. It's that simple. It is that simple. Whether you call it AIDS or call it something else, or whether it's technically, it would be a different type of AIDS, by the way. It's not, it wouldn't be exactly the same. Anyways, your immune system definitely is being brought down, but it's scary to think that it shows up 5 months later and then you start to see it. This is long-term effects that we have been worried about. Remember when we were saying, we've seen the short-term, which is the blood clots and people having strokes and heart conditions, and myocarditis is actually a long-term effect. You're going to see people having myocarditis and younger people having years shaved off, or people having heart attacks and dropping dead for years. For years. Now, I don't know if it will be in mass numbers, but you're going to see kids who have been vaccinated, let's say at 16, get to college. And you're going to, I think the escalation of people hitting their heart and falling to the ground, which we've seen, like, I don't even know what the times is. It's beyond anything we've ever seen in the history of the world of people of that age having heart conditions and collapsing on the field playing sports. It used to be extremely rare, and now it's last year was like common, which is ridiculous. You're going to see that. I think it will become a little bit more rare than what we saw last year, I think, but I don't know. But the long-term effects, we still don't know. The immune system, how long does it stay damaged? Is it permanent? Well, I'll tell you this. If remember the graph before, a third jab, clearly your immune system is messed up by a third jab, a third booster. I think that's pretty clear. I want to squeeze in something, change the topic slightly, but still give you what happened on InfoWars, because remember, this all started with a bioweapon, and the vaccine is pushed by Dr. Fauci, but don't forget that Dr. Fauci is actually the father of COVID-19 by funding the research into all of this biological weapon warfare crap that he shouldn't have been doing. And that's kind of what they're dealing with here on InfoWars. Take a listen.
The evidence was sitting there staring us in the face. We've spent 2 years looking at this, working on it, and trying to make people aware of it. And the reality is, I think they were just hoping that we would all just die or go away. But that's not going to happen. I have no plans of dying or going away anywhere. And I don't think these state attorney generals are either, because as they're beginning to take a look at this data and see, yes, in fact, Fauci and the rest and Gates and Collins and several other people that we've listed have been involved in spending American money, even at a time when we supposedly had banned gain-of-function research in this country.
They just exported it.
They exported it to the Ukraine and other countries, yeah.
So let's expand on that. You have these attorney generals that are off record getting close, and I've even seen some mainstream media rumblings of that. How do you not, when it's cut and dry, and we have all the emails that people put out via lawsuits that they did do this, and they called it gain of function, and Fauci put on gain of function conferences, and they approached the Pentagon in 2017 and said, we have this synthetic spike protein we want to spray in China. And the Pentagon said, that could start World War III. And that's the London Telegraph reporting that. This is all, again, they think we're ignorant. Like they're speaking a language. They don't think some people can read the language, but you can. And so it looks to me like the monkeypox is obviously the thing they want to use to change the subject, yeah, and make us forget about what happened.
Absolutely. This patent right here, that second one that I showed you, when you go to the back of it, which I know just looks like a bunch of letters because that's really kind of what they are. These are, all of these pages are the genetic code actually published the genetic code
overhead shot, please.
of this virus, of this monkeypox virus that has been genetically altered to also include the SARS-CoV-2 virus. I mean, there's page after page after page of the nuclear code that makes up this, what they're calling a vaccine, because it is a combination of a SARS-CoV-2, the virus we've all been dealing with for COVID, and monkeypox. And it's the exact same scenario. It's just fascinating that it's the exact same scenario that they ran this 201 equivalent.
There you go. And I'm out of time, folks. I crammed as much information as I could in this episode, and now I gotta run. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Well, if you've gotten this far, you must really love our content. But have you checked out thenewamerican.com fully? You need to go check it out. You can subscribe to the twice monthly magazine. It's a physical magazine, but you can also daily at the website get new stuff every single day when you go to thenewamerican.com. So if you haven't done that, go there, do it, and subscribe.